right. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, Kate and I were talking about just updating our kind of like our fitness and travel, which we like to talk about these. We've done a couple of these ones and we've been discussing kind of what we want to plan on doing for workouts with some trips coming up this summer. And then where this really came up too is we have you guys, you know, all the members at the gym who are listening to this, all our coaches are going on vacation here in the next, I don't know. Seems like right in the beginning of June, we're all kind of trading off and going on vacation. And it just brought up, what does training look like when we travel? So it's kind of evolved for us. And a lot of it is goal dependent. And early on in our relationship, I was competing in CrossFit and we were traveling around, me doing regionals and the games and some things like that. And so it was focused really hard and aggressive training on vacation. I remember us like going to the track and sprinting intervals after like having margaritas or going to a gym. I remember and doing like touch and go deadlifts with like, you know, heavy weight. Sprinting on treadmills and trying to do kipping pull-ups on like a hotel gym kind of like rig. And as we've aged and became more like lifestyle, you know, trainees, the training's changed. So, I mean, like Kate, like what do you, when we travel and like when you kind of think about a lot of times I like to do the programming,
yeah. But
like talk about how you like to work out and travel and do all of that. And our Tulum trips have kind of like emulated some of that as well. So,
well, I think also like what you and I have found over the years and what I've found is it's hard not to kind of think like I'm eating differently. I'm having alcohol, which I don't normally have during the week or whatever, or more often. So I kind of need to punish myself. And it's like, yeah. You might not even say that, but I think it's almost the thought process. Like I need to work extra hard to work this off. And it's just not effective.
Yeah.
It actually has like this reverse effect where it's like really hard on your body and then your body swells up. And if you don't get injured, you just come back feeling so much more exhausted than before you left.
It's like you need that vacation after a vacation kind of feeling.
Yeah. And I think what it also promotes is it just kind of promotes like overeating too. And it just like almost like justifying it. So I guess I'm coming at it from a standpoint of like, what is the most effective way to go through like a period, like it's the summer. So, you know, a lot of my clients are traveling and how do I advise them and what is the most effective way to go about travel in general with working out and food and nutrition and feeling and looking your best. And I think what is the most effective is to dial whatever you normally do in a week, dial that back 25 to 30% and replace that a little bit of that with more activity. So that should be very natural. Like instead of Ubering everywhere, like I really love to walk. Like Lexi and I just went to Miami. We had a blowout weekend and I, you know, we had worked hard for a photo shoot and I got back down to where I was before the photo shoot today, just by simply being active. We didn't take an Uber once. We just walked everywhere. Mm-hmm. And then, hey, if we want to try, let's go from this bar to this bar. We're walking there. It's a mile. Not only do you drink less drinks during that time, but you're just kind of moving more. And it's just natural for you to like help kind of digest food, like walking after you eat a meal and same, like even if
instead of just sitting, yeah.
Yeah. If we're at the all-inclusive resort and I'd like to bring that back to like home life too, but you're walking after almost every meal and it helps you digest and it really helps feel healthy. But then in overall activity, instead of being hitting that top end, like we would here in CrossFit, which I think is a very important part of fitness for us now too. But then you're kind of so exhausted, you can't do that general activity. Mm-hmm. So dialing back the intensity of the workout by 25 to 30% and just allowing yourself to enjoy different types of foods. And you know, one thing that I've really found that works, and I'm kind of trying to talk you into it now, is splitting meals. Like, you might need an extra appetizer with some sort of meat, but like then allowing yourself, hey, I want pasta. Cool. You're not going to have too much if you split a pasta entree. And then if you want something else, you can kind of get like a beef carpaccio or something that's a little more filling as an appetizer, just to really live in that moment, eat different foods, but it's not being extreme. I think that is the real key with exercise and with food. And if you can do that, your body really gets the revival it needs from our daily stresses and not piling on the stress. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that's where, like, you know, kind of the general population, all we hear now is stress, stress, stress. And we fill our lives up so much that I kind of see our travel as like, okay, we might be like really busy for 6 to 8 weeks. And then now we're going to kind of take that off for 5 to 7 days. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of the rhythm we've gotten into just with how active we are here at the gym and really needing to be present. And I think a lot of families might feel that way with their kids in sports or activities. And it's just a lot all the time. So really seeing this as a time to offload that schedule a little and replace it just with like every day, let's just walk places. Let's not cram in 50 tours in one day, or let's really just try to be more generally active and live in the moment where, you know, at home, you might be more scheduled out.
Yeah, I think where we were, I remember a couple of years where we kind of started to just run into that feeling where it was maybe 3 or 4 days into a trip. I would just not feel good. And it was probably working out as hard as we would at the gym here. A lot of times what I was doing is just taking our training and trying to completely emulate it in the gym we were at. And then we would have a day full of activities. So of just stuff where you're more generally active on the move. You know, I know that you do steps and you wear the watch and all that. And so now like at home, you'll do your 10,000 steps a day. On all of those trips, it's 20.
Yeah.
It's 20 a day. It's double the amount of walking and just general activity. So you're going to get a lot more tired. So the way I've tried to like plan and program the workouts and is, to do, I like total body workouts for, you know, the majority of them. If one part is sore, like your legs are sore from walking or whatever, stay a little more upper body, but total body workouts and then, light to moderate weight and then ones that, and not too much volume in one given area. So what it does is it creates a lot of blood flow. It wakes you up, you feel good, and it's, you come out of the workout feeling better than you went in.
But you're not breaking down. The goal, and I think that's really important, is the goal is to not break down. So when you, like, if you're doing an upper body workout and you're doing a lot of volume, that's great for like bodybuilding, but your whole goal of that workout is to break down the muscle and then it rebuilds.
Yep.
But when you're on vacation and you're not really fueling, I mean, you're not getting the same like quality of protein, carbs, fat, you're getting them, but it's just not the same quality, and you're drinking alcohol, your body can't repair. So it's, the goal is to like not break down.
And also if you want to do things like go play beach volleyball, you want to go swimming a lot, snorkeling, whatever it is, you want to do these other activities. You don't want, you know, 100 kipping pull-ups on your shoulders taxed. And then you're going to try and do like an overhead sport, or you just don't want that kind of like energy.
Even in Tulum, when we had one workout that was tough and I was messed up literally for like 3 weeks. And I think it was just, my body wasn't recovering.
It was the one where we had the pull-ups.
Yeah. And it was just a weird slippery bar that I had a grip onto, but it was enough that it like, I don't know, I must have strained something or.
Yeah. You had like a stainless steel bar you had to actually hold on to.
Yeah. Yeah.
While you were sweating.
Yeah.
So you're like, you're testing that grip right there.
Yeah.
So there's no like flop a grip over it, like type feeling like you're.
And I'm not a grip person, but you know, I like that steel spiel bar.
Yeah. Yeah. That one, that was a tough workout, but yeah, you want to have some energy to do things and you want to be able to play. And And that's, you know, it kind of brings me to something just in general that I've been doing more lately. And I've really noticed, I've noticed that I feel a lot better is, adding just into your general, kind of like health and wellness plan is adding more play to it. So, you know, I know some people here, they play like, volleyball down at Woodlands or participate in like some like softball leagues and things like that. And, but it's not most of us. And for a lot of us, CrossFit is that play. And that's, you know, when we're pretty busy, that's awesome. But adding things like, I mean, it can just
that's
be
just a, light play. Like CrossFit's kind of serious play. Like,
it can be.
You got to be. I mean, but you can't really just not focus. Like, I mean, and yes, if you're playing baseball or softball and you're in a league and you might be more focused, but there's a different feel to
100%.
It when it's just like, hey, we're just going to go out here. We're going to play some sand volleyball. Like
so mine's mostly been through coaching my son's like youth baseball and then playing a lot with him after school. So we're riding our bikes. We'll ride to a lot of times back to a school and there'll be basketballs out. We'll play basketball. We'll go over to the park and then we'll bring our baseball stuff and we'll just practice and we'll throw around and then I'll just hit him balls, pitch to him. But we're doing that almost every day right now. And I feel way better. Mm-hmm. Like just doing that, like so getting outside, like
get you, yeah. And getting outside, I think is big and wakes you back up.
Like out of coming out of winter and stuff where I'm just like, I'm coming home. I'm jamming back on the computer doing work and, or just being in the house. I'm immediately getting outside for an hour to 90 minutes. And then we're doing things and generally just feel way better. So vacations and travel are a great time to like re-inject play. But I think just with weather, it can be bike rides. I think really it doesn't have to even be anything organized at all. I know that it sounds silly, but like I hadn't shot, I really liked to play basketball a lot growing up. And a couple years ago, we got a hoop, or our neighbors did. We share a driveway with them. It was just like a free, like, one of the ones you roll and throw water into. I don't know if there's been like a better toy for the house. I mean, I shoot baskets on that thing almost every day and I've gotten a lot better at it. Like I didn't shoot much for probably a decade and it's just really fun. And I do it every day. It's warm. I just like go out there and I just start shooting. Oscar comes out and he loves basketball now. And so it can be as simple as just like going out and shooting, throwing a ball with your kids.
Just even getting out, like even when it's crappy out, getting outside to go for a walk once a day. Yep. And I, like if you're, I'm a morning workout person. So if I can get out in the afternoon and even if it's crappy or raining or it's snowing, I feel like it's so good for me mentally to just walk to get my son from school.
Everyone with dogs around here understands.
Yeah.
They just do it anyway.
Yeah. All the time, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I mean, and you might be something you kind of have to force yourself to do if you don't have a dog or a child.
Growing up, we didn't do that with our dogs because we lived out in more rural areas. Yeah. So the dog just went outside.
Yeah.
You weren't walking it. You opened the back door and it went out.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, I guess like, you know, and just even kind of coming back to this, like travel and just kind of lifestyle, you know, you've got different types of trips and a couple of my clients here recently have traveled where they're staying in Airbnbs. So they're like, we don't have a fitness center like there. What do I do? And it's almost in their mind, they have to drive 20 minutes to a gym or they do nothing.
Yeah.
And so what I'm really trying to get people to do, there's this like band, if you guys want to message us, I can send you the link. There's these bands on Amazon that we have, that we used in Puerto Rico. And it's just a nice, where it's not taking up your whole day. And that's big for me. At least I feel like I've spent so much time in a gym. I really don't want my day to revolve around the gym on vacation. And it can be something I do, but it's almost like that needs to be a very just small drop in my day. I don't want to search for a gym. I don't want to, you know, spend a lot of time there and obsess about the workout. So we would do these little band routines, and
I'm going to plug the edge there. We've got our at home thing. We've got full banded routines you guys can do right on there. And we use that. I use that app.
You use a lot on vacation, especially in Turks.
Yeah. I use it all the time though. I wrote some out of complete necessity during COVID, wrote a lot of cool stuff. So that is my go-to whenever we're traveling, because I'm putting together the workouts. The good thing is it's like got the categories. So I'm just going through there. Especially when I'm just reaching for something, and some of the workouts, if you have a pair of dumbbells, you're good to go. Like when we're in Puerto Rico, we have some dumbbells there now. I can just find, okay, boom, we have a dumbbell workout, or we have, you know, body weight and some travel ones. And I think keeping it just like very simplified that way, is really helpful.
Yeah. Yep. And it's just something where you're doing something for 15 minutes, 20 minutes, you're stretching, and then you're done. And all that does is literally just help your energy for the day. It does not take away from it. And I was just reaching out to one of my clients that's in Italy right now. And I'm like, hey, are you doing those travel band workouts I sent you? And he's like, well, maybe if I have this day. And I wrote like a conditioning portion for him too. And I'm like, just leave out that conditioning. You're probably walking so much. Just spend 10 to 15 minutes. And so it's just the idea that it doesn't have to be all or nothing. And I think that's where really people get off track, whether it's a season where they're not feeling motivated, or it's travel, or they're feeling overwhelmed. They either have to make it to the gym 6 days a week, or it's not good enough, where you can do 3 days a week and then you can just do runs outside to kind of supplement that. Yep. Or if you're on vacation, you do 15 minutes a day and it keeps your like head above water. Yep. Then you're just making it the intention to be more active. Okay. Instead of taking a taxi, like we'll be in Italy. And I was kind of looking at here in July, and I was looking at some of the places we'll visit, and I'm like, well, you know, we can take a taxi most places, but what we could even do is we could walk part of the way, then we could take a taxi part of the way. And it's just a really pretty way to get outside and see the city and just be more active and feel good. And then it's not, then you don't feel like it's Groundhog Day every day. Also, like, I have to do these hard burpees, or I have to do this run, or I have to sprint. And it's really psyching yourself up when your body just kind of needs a break and a come down from that.
I will say that, like even just a smooth 50 burpees, which is, I don't know, three and a half minutes at a pretty casual pace and a stretch, you know, you can have that done in like 10, 12 minutes. And you're going to feel better for the rest of the day. I mean,
yeah, no, I mean, I tell people to do 100 burpees all the time. I mean, that should not take you more than 15 minutes.
Yeah. I'm just saying, but 50 even, you know, like the last 50 are the hard one. Yeah. If you can even just crank out 50.
Yeah.
Like
an on the minute, like somewhere between 7 to 12, but So, I mean,
10 on the minute for 5 minutes is pretty easy.
So when we're going to Italy, and this is something we really haven't discussed a ton, but we're going to spend 5 days in France and 5 days in Italy, and kind of what I imagine, like on the long travel days, we'll rest, but that'd be like once a week. And then I'm imagining, we do have a fitness center there. I did book hotels with fitness centers, but what I'm planning on doing is just like a light, like weight training workout, maybe with a 10 minute elliptical warm up almost every day, but then 1 or 2 days a week, a higher intense, like, hey, today we're feeling good. We had an early night last night. I feel like we just need to shake this off with 100 burpees. Let's just do it. We'll take it. It's not going to be a record time for us, but let's get through it. And then we're done for the day. So to add that high intensity in, I'd say, you know, 25% of the time that we're doing workouts, but we move in some sort of fitness way almost every day, even if it's a little bit of yoga. Mm-hmm. And that's something that we'll always cool down with as well.
Running is easy. If even a lot of us hate running, but if you've got a pair of shoes, you're good to go.
And if you move slow, it's not like overwhelming. Uh-huh. Or there's some workouts that we'll do. It's like from forever ago where, I'll walk 2 minutes, run 2 minutes, stop and lunge for 1 minute. And that's super manageable no matter how you're feeling. Where you're like, okay, I don't have to do it for this long, but otherwise it's
for a time and completion, not like a distance.
Yeah.
You know, like,
or just like a 10 minute out, AMRAP, 10 yeah. minute back. Hey, however you're feeling, it's fine. You yep. know, just kind of go with your energy and it's not overwhelming, but just to keep moving and stay consistent and not quitting. And I think a lot of that is just pressure. And the same with food. Like, you know, if you're traveling and you're going, like, we're going to be in Italy, we need to eat pizza and pasta. We yeah. need to really enjoy that. And it's okay. It's rich food, but if you keep it in small portions, you're always going to be fine. And if you could just split it with someone.
I think as we get older and we've kind of discussed this, it's like we've got a lot of young members here. If you're 27 and you're going on a bachelor party, don't stress training and working out too much unless you have a big why that's kind of right ahead of you, like some sort of event. And when you're younger, it's not a huge deal. I wouldn't work out when I traveled at all. As we get older though, to maintain this routine of CrossFit and not falling off the wagon, doing something when you travel is really important. I'll see vacations turn into cancellations. I have, and it's because people, you know, they gain 10 pounds and they don't feel good. And then they don't come Monday. And then the next
10 pounds turns to 20 pounds. And then
the next Monday they don't come. And then all of a sudden they're a month out and they haven't came in for a month and they don't feel good. And they're like, they dread that kind of reset and restart. And
I think once you have it in your mind, like I have always worked out no matter what. So I was the girl that was like in Vegas and I'm like, I'm going to go out on a run and I'd go on a 5 mile run. It'd be like 90 degrees, yeah. But it was just in my head. I'm going to do this no matter what. So I need to wrap my head around it. And how I do it is like, I could do 5 miles or I could do three, or I could just see how I feel. But once you just wrap your head around that, that's what you do. And you make that the norm. And then you just say, okay, depending on how I feel is how I'm going to show up. Yeah. And it's a lot less daunting.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a pretty good place to stick a fork in it. Just a good update and just some reminders as to, you know, thinking about what we do when we travel. A lot of you guys have trips coming up. Again, if you have any questions, the Edge stuff's on our website too. You can click on that. We've got that whole on-demand library. It's just a reminder because it gets out of sight and out of mind. It's cheap. It's like $20 and you get 300 and some video, full video workouts, which are good for travel. I'm going to try and keep that thing rolling forever because it's a great resource. And then kind of coming up, we'll have Brad's going to semifinals.
Maddie's competing in them right now.
Maddie's doing it right now. When we wrap all that up, we all get back on vacation. It'll probably be a month. We'll kind of summarize our full season. And it's been a big one for the gym, like a really cool game season. Everyone's kind of adapted. And we had a lot of people go and do quarterfinals this year and punched a couple people back through to semis. And our gym's like, you know, on that competitive side is really thriving and doing great. So I want to keep giving those guys props because it's incredible how hard they're working. And we'll be talking about, you know, our summer social and pool party is coming up as we wrap up Summer Shred. Murph is right around the corner. We'll be running that 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, and noon class. We'll have food for people. I think we'll be doing the face painting again.
Yep, we're going to do face painting for the kids. If you guys want to come out, that will start at 8 a.m. We have that from 8 to 11.
Free what, breakfast burrito type
stuff?
Yeah,
we're going to do kind of like a make your own, like an assembly line breakfast burrito. I'm really excited about that. Keeney's Kitchen will be here. That's our newest food service. And if you guys haven't checked them out, their banana pudding is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
It's really good. We've been eating that all week.
We'll be kind of rearranging some stuff you'll see in the lobby, getting a bunch of new cool clothes like Nike and Lululemon all branded out. So gym's constantly evolving. We've got some cool stuff coming down the pipeline. We'll see you guys next week.